welcome to Storytime with Tom and Mike. I'm Tom.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris. Welcome back.
Thank
As you may recall, we called him Solly last time, but now we're just calling him Chris, I guess.
Well, whichever suits your fancy.
Yeah.
We're going to give him a different name every time.
Yeah. Next time he'll be Mysterio.
And then I'll be Steve.
Steve. Not Steve. Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Can't be Steve-O. I would say, like, we could go for, like, a Blue's Clues kind of thing, you know? We'll just give him the name of all the Blue's Clues hosts, and, you know, Steve is one of them. Chris, unfortunately, is not, so.
You're not being what?
Mrs. Salt.
No. Mrs. Salt.
I am Mr. Pepper. Oh.
No problem, Steve.
Ah, no problem, you fucking idiot. Why don't you go play with your dog?
Dog. Wow. I pooped in your mouth while you were sleeping.
Ah, fart on your general direction. And we're off to a start tonight.
Yes, we are. Yes. My goodness. My goodness. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Mike, you said you had some personal stories or stories of personal observations to me the other day. You said you were so excited to start sharing some stories with us.
I mean, I don't know how excited I was at this point now, because maybe my excitement has waned a little bit. But I did notice that during our ongoing hellscape of coronavirus, that as states here in Pennsylvania, they pretty much a lot of stores have mandated that you wear a mask when you go into the store, which, you know, seems like pretty common sense stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not incredibly difficult to understand. And surprisingly, in spite of the fact that the area we live in seems to be filled with a lot of people who seem to think everything that comes from anybody in a higher position than them is a contrary idea and something that they shouldn't do, I have seen, like, 100% participation. It's been fantastic. With the exception, maybe I should say 96.328% participation, because there's tons of people walking around with their fucking nose sticking out of their mask. Like, do you understand how that completely negates the point of wearing a mask?
Man, I was in Sam's Club the other day, and I saw a family of people, and all of them had their nose sticking out where it so far that it barely covered their top lip. And I just wanted to walk up to them and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
My other favorite thing is people that pull their mask down to talk. And I'm like, that's why you're wearing the fucking mask, to stop your breath from getting out of your fucking mask and into my fucking face.
Don't piss on my leg.
Oh, they make me so angry. But I did see a funny thing, and I actually posted it to my Facebook, and it had two pictures side by side. And the first one said, wearing your mask like this, and it had the guy wearing a mask with his nose sticking out, is like wearing your underwear like this. And it had a guy wearing underwear with his dick sticking out the top.
Absolutely. I was like,
it's the perfect analogy. Right there, it's the greatest example.
Well, you know, that harkens back to an early episode where we talked about how doing that is likened to wearing a condom over your balls as opposed to your dick.
Yeah, right. It's equally as effective.
No, this one. This'll keep the cum in because it's tight.
Yeah, it'll stop it from squeezing out. Just like if I put my mask over my nose, over my mouth, it'll stop germs from getting out because they can't come out my nose.
I'm going to put my condom over my mouth. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That'll also stop you from having sex and getting jizz anywhere. Yes.
That'll actually stop you. After a little while, it'll stop you from doing just about anything.
Yeah, you know.
Hopefully breathing if you actually fall for that.
Yeah, really.
People just drive me insane with, and like now that they're like here in Pennsylvania, yellow counties are allowed to do this, but counties that are in red have to do this. And I'm like, God, it's getting so much more confusing, and there's going to be so much less people abiding by the rules. Yeah, compliance. Yeah. I can't think of the word compliance. It's unbelievable, like, to me, that I just people can't understand the most basic of directions. How do you expect them to keep up with whether they're in a yellow county or a red county? Right. I mean, it's I mean, just do a statewide thing. Quit fucking around.
As a hobby.
No, you know, and of course you have all the people that are like sending death threats to the governor and everything else, because God, right. I know the guy deserves to die because he's looking out for your health, obviously.
Yeah.
Fucking morons.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, oh God, what was his name?
Robert.
Gonna have to
Robert Plant. Yes.
That's him. No, not Robert, Plant. Robert Plant's from Led Zeppelin. Robert. It's not Robert Frost either, in case you were wondering.
No, not Robert.
Damn it, what is his name?
Robert Palmer.
Palmer. Yes. Yeah, very Robert Palmer-esque.
Simply Irresistible.
That's the one, Simply Irresistible. Damn, yep. You win the internet.
All his videos were like that.
Robert Palmer's were. They were all kind of very strange and super mannequin-esque.
So those who are listening right now are probably wondering what the hell we're talking about. We're talking about the Pussifer song, Apocalyptic, which we just started this segment off with a little 10-second clip because I don't want to get a DCMA strike. So I will link that full video from the official source on dembeans.biz, and you can find that on the day this episode drops. So, Mike or Chris, either one of you, do you guys know much about the music of bees?
I thought bees were fleeing the planet.
Well, they're working on it, but
I thought they were scared right now. The biggest news was because of the super death hornets.
I think everyone's reasonable. Yeah, I think everyone's reasonably afraid of those.
Although I just read that, I believe it was on NPR or one of them. I don't remember, to be honest with you, so I really shouldn't say that I know where it came from, but that they actually haven't come to the United States. So I'm confused. I don't know what's actually going on with the murder hornets.
Did you get that?
I just think that the name would be like the baddest ass metal band ever, the Murder Hornets.
I want to be that band name. I may start that band. Day.
Anyways, please continue.
Well, that wasn't quite the type of music I have in mind, but there is a guy named Biondi Samp, who is a beekeeper by profession, and that in and of itself is unusual. You don't meet many people who are beekeepers by profession. Like
normally a hobby.
Yeah, it's usually a hobbyist, but to do it
or accident.
Yeah, or accident. Like, or birth. He's like, well, Dad tended to bees, and so do I.
Part of my lineage. You'd
disown me if I didn't.
Yep. And I'd lose my bee kingdom.
You know what they say, buzz, buzz, buzz.
This guy makes music out of his beehives. He runs wires with different like cords to them. Through the honey, like through the hive by the entrance, and he mics up portions of the hive, and he can get 3D recordings of the different types of sounds that get produced there, and then he samples them and runs them through a sequencer that he builds that somehow uses honey. I can't even explain that. It sounds like a fucking fever dream, but I swear to God,
you're making that shit up.
I am not making that shit up. He says he has two honey. He has like a jar of honey, and he's got these two fucking things that he sticks into it, and it creates a resistor of some kind. It sounds like some kind of carnival madness, but this is the documentary I watched earlier tonight in which he hosts himself. So he could be giving me a line of shit just as guy. I mean, he's a weird dude.
As long as he wasn't doing it as a girl.
Well, yes, that's what I meant, Mike. But he's a weird cat. He's just, you know, but his music, like, I listened to some of it, and it's kind of catchy. It's It's mostly beats. If you like ambient techno at all, you might enjoy it. It's spacey. It's organic. But it's something I wasn't expecting. I was expecting something. I mean, you know, the organic aspect to it is really interesting. So it's actually worth listening to a couple tracks on Spotify or YouTube. It's, you know, just look up Beyondy Samp. I think one of the names of the tracks is Tom Puddings. I highly recommend it.
I'm gonna have to check him out then. Even though I'm pretty sure that I've looked at him already.
You probably
haven't listened to any of his music.
Well, yeah, but I'm the one that's sort of taking the flag and running with it. You showed me the way because you sent me a screenshot of an article earlier today.
Oh yeah, I wasn't asking for credit for it or anything. I'm just saying I've seen him, but I haven't listened to any of his music. That's all.
Yeah, his music's worth a listen, even if you don't like. I like weird shit. You know, I like weird shit. Have you guys heard of Author and Punisher?
No.
I think you did. Show me that once before.
He's this guy. He's an architectural engineer and a mechanical engineer, and he builds pieces of machinery and runs them through sequencers. And basically creates these really mesmerizing, hard, heavy, like industrial tracks. And he does it all as one person, but it sounds like a full setup, like a full like industrial band with a drummer and everything. And there is none. It's just him. And he's got this microphone that's got 8 different inputs in it. And he runs them all through different sequencers and pedals and fucking custom built equipment he makes in his own machine shop. The guy is literally a fucking genius. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm actually going to tell you about another thing since you're on that strange sound and everything trip. I know I've told you about it before, but this guy is a movie composer named Mark Corvin, who has an instrument called the Apprehension Engine.
Interesting.
Which makes all of the crazy sounds that you hear like in movies and stuff, like in the horror movies where maybe you'd hear like, you know, metal clanging together or like this disjointed harp sound or something like that. This guy does all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
He's worth a look. I'm not going to go too far in depth on him, but it's called the Apprehension Engine. If you get a chance, look it up on YouTube at least. The guy has, I think it's Great Big Story, I think is the one that covered him on YouTube when I saw it. And it's just the sounds that come out of this thing literally would be the sounds of your nightmares. They should just call it the Nightmare Machine.
He made an instrument that produces all these different sounds.
Yes.
Scoutmaster Kevin?
My only Nightmare Machine, the sound is a zipper and a condom wrapper crinkling behind me. That's and perhaps the wet sound of a jar of Vaseline.
And a scout whistle.
Scout whistle.
Yeah, very. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
That's actually how he lets me know he's getting ready to finish.
Blow on this.
It's just like my scout whistle. It tastes funny, so does my whistle. Yeah, so it's worth, you know, since you dig those sounds, it's worth a watch to check that guy's stuff out because the instrument. Could be – there's some that are smaller. There's some that are massive. He has like a bunch of different instruments. He's just fucking insane.
I think I've just – here's – like for me, it's like I've listened to so much different type of music and in certain directions, like I'm a big industrial guy. And at a certain point, it's like you get saturated with stuff that you're used to and everything starts to sound the same, like, oh, these guys are trying to sound like Skinny Puppy or these guys are trying to sound like KMFDM. Okay, I've heard this before. And then you find yourself in some dark alley of music down the Spotify's less lit hallways and you're like, what's this fucking crazy shit I'm listening to now? Sounds like something from a horror movie.
Yeah.
Sounds like something from a fucking David Lynch film. All right, I'll listen to this for a while because I've never heard anything like it. And I think I've heard it said somewhere before that that's one of the cool things about music is that as opposed to like you're never likely to hear, to see a new color or taste a crazy new taste, you can hear a new sound all the time as you discover music. hear new sounds. So that's pretty fucking amazing to me to think about.
I would have to disagree on the two previous things you said. I'm pretty sure that you can see a new color almost every time you walk outside. And I think you could taste a new taste probably nearly every time that you would go out somewhere to eat. You could.
You know, I think that really depends on what your accessibility is to LSD.
Well, that I understand is also
true. That will open up a much larger palate for you to use.
You can actually taste colors,
yes,
and see taste when you do that. Yes.
So this is what purple tastes like.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was expecting it to be great, but it's more like
it's more like fuchsia.
Yeah.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yeah. Oh my heavens. Full on synesthesia. That's interesting. I hear a lot of people, and to my own self, I've certain actually kind of claimed it a little bit to be mildly synesthetic, in that like I associate colors with numbers and weird shit like that. I always have, but I don't think that's actually true synesthesia. Because when I hear people who describe true synesthesia, they literally do taste colors. And it's like they're tripping. It's something with the way that their brain chemistry works.
It's always amazed me how closely tied the word synesthesia is to seizure.
Yeah. That would make sense if it was sort of a seizure-like activity, because it feels like, I mean, I understand that if you're having a stroke, one of the things that occurs is, I don't know if you guys have seen this picture. Someone posted this picture online and was making the rounds a couple months back, and nothing in it is identifiable. It looks like a regular photograph, but you really cannot make out what the fuck you're looking at.
Right, because it's like, I can smell the color Funwreckers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to replicate what you're seeing if you're having a stroke. And it's like, yeah, man, that's really scary. And that's awfully close to some of the shit that I experienced when I was doing psychedelics.
Yes, exactly.
You know, wonder what was happening to my brain just then, you know?
It's probably not good.
Pretty sure it was a blood clot.
Yeah, blood clot.
Oh my God. Hey,
God, I'm having a blood clot right now. I can smell the color purple.
Suddenly, I became Indian.
I don't know why I'm talking this way. I'm from Toledo.
He's speaking in tongues.
I think it's just one of the symptoms of the blood clot.
I have kind of a humorous story that I found this week that feels wholly unnecessary that it should even have to happen, but it's funny nonetheless. Oregon police remind residents, don't call 911 if you run out of toilet paper. I don't think that running out of toilet paper prior to the coronavirus necessitated a call to 911. And let's be honest, the toilet paper hoarding makes zero sense, because last I checked, coronavirus was predominantly a respiratory ailment. And I know that when I get a respiratory ailment, I don't find myself shitting with more frequency.
Wasn't Oregon the state where a bunch of rednecks with guns took over a national wildlife refuge?
Yes, the Malheur.
I will call fucking 911 if I want to. They have been neutered of any actual authority at this point.
I really feel like that might be the case. You're probably right about that one there.
Don't call 911. Hey, I'm calling 911 because this article said don't call 911. Fuck you!
You don't tell me what to do. I did though, in this article, I did appreciate that they included quotes from people from this particular town, which was, it wasn't just the entire state of Oregon, mind you, it was Newport, Oregon. And one of the quotes that was in here was seamen used old rope and anchor line soaked in salt water. Ancient Romans used a sea sponge on a stick, also soaked in salt water. They suggested, we are a coastal town. We have an abundance of salt water available. Seashells were also used.
I love how she shoehorns that in at the end.
Just in case. You can wear your dress with a seashell, too. It'll coincidentally also take care of any shaving needs you had below the waist.
Yeah, really.
How many seashells do I need to wipe my ass?
I think that you're only allowed to use two. I think that's it. Depending on, regardless of what size they are.
No, I'm pretty sure shells. It's three shells. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, man. I'm saying
use the three shells method.
In my house, I say I only use two. Use the first one to wipe up the gross amount of contaminants and get the majority of that out. And then the second one, you can gingerly dip in seawater to cleanse and refresh the skin.
And what's the third one for then?
I'm not using the third one. That's what I'm saying. I'm saving for the next time.
Wow.
Every three bowel movements, I save three. The
system, man. That's crazy.
The third one is for putting ranch dip in your chicken nuggets. Now
who doesn't eat their chicken nuggets on the toilet?
Dishwasher, so you don't know which of the three that you're actually using to wipe your ass and which of the three you're using to put your ranch dip in.
I was thinking that this could be like the – I'm going to harken back to the reusable toilet paper. You could just hold your shells just inside the water and flush the toilet and let the toilet naturally clean your shells for you. Nobody has anything to say about that?
I feel like you're putting your hand in the toilet, though.
Well, I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? You just had your hand in your ass. It's not that much dirtier.
Wait, you don't?
I thought that it was important to chop up extra large bowel movements so they wouldn't clog the toilet. I just get in there and squeeze them like Play-Doh.
No, dude, you drill that shit. You use your piss to drill it.
I drop my phone in the toilet all the time, often after I've pooped, so I have to go and get it. I'm down there, I'm actually mashing the potatoes, so to speak, as I go.
Mashing the potatoes. Skin on.
Just get that fucking phone in your hand and bring it down in a stabbing motion.
I was gonna say I like to wait
until my salad time.
I like to wait till my bladder's extra full, and then instead of just cutting it up with my piss, it's actually like a water jet.
That's how I clean my toilet.
Yeah, I actually scarred the porcelain inside of my toilet because of that.
Inside, I'm like, I'm pissing that away right now.
Oh, hell yeah. Who doesn't play that game? I go in there all the time, and I'm like, all right, there's a stain in there. I'm pissing that thing right off there.
There's a knock at the door. There's like a, like a knock at the door. I'm busy.
Whoop. What are you doing? I'm cleaning the toilet.
I'm cleaning the toilet right now. I'm pissing through the ceramic as we speak. Don't break my concentration.
Thanks a lot. I missed that one brown spot that was underneath the rim.
You can clean the rest. Good luck.
And then the plus side to that is that you're probably going to have a peegasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone loves a good peegasm.
I do.
I knew a guy in the Army who told me he had a friend who would intentionally drink gallons upon gallons of water simply so he could have a peegasm more often.
I enjoy peegasms, but I don't think that I would actually go about searching it out. I missed what you said, so because I was too busy talking.
I caught part of it.
People in the Army are fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Oh, my God. Okay, and down at the end of my article there was linked another article regarding a man who runs a toilet paper exchange on a California street corner, which sounds like a fantastic idea, and the guy's name that does it is even better. His name is Johnny Blue. He sounds like the hero that all toilet paper people in need of toilet paper need. He's the hero we need. And the hero that California deserves.
Sounds like the hero of all the toilet bowl cleaners.
Blue water. It's especially troublesome, though, when you get a lot of splashbacks, because then it paints your butthole blue. but Blue told us. I don't really
think anybody should be looking at that. I'm not sure why that's a concern.
Well, I mean, you don't flash people your butthole when you meet them. I mean, I yes, thought that was.
But it's usually in a darkened room or alleyway.
See, like when I'm doing that, I'll have people walk in my door and I have a spotlight that shines from just above my door. And I am on the floor on my knees, spreading my cheeks. So the first thing they see when they walk in my door is my grundle, my balls, and my butthole. That's it. That's it. That's why people don't come over very often, I think.
Yeah, I've only been over there once.
Hey, where do you live? I'm not
sure. I'll send you my address in a DM here. Just give me a minute.
That's where I'm at, the blacklist on my own address book.
he's gonna call it a drone strike on your house.
No, I'm not giving it to you unless you're gonna come and admire it. It doesn't work that way.
I just wonder how many times Tom has seen it being on that couch or the kidney puncher.
The kidney buster. Well, Tom and I have stories from that room that I don't think we can share on the internet, you know, of exploration.
Not and, on this portion of the internet.
And we're finding ourselves. Oh, yeah. An
alleyway of the internet.
Yeah, take this to the dark web.
Oh, my.
Very dark web.
Do you think there are podcasts on the dark web that only you can listen to with like a Tor Provoxy.
There will be tomorrow.
I hope that there are, and I implore people, if you're going to listen to those podcasts, wear a condom. Oh, literally, yeah. On everything.
Yeah, just wear a body condom.
Put a condom over your headphones, on your earbuds, on your penis, you know, tape one to your ass just in case. I don't know. Put them everywhere.
Yeah, you ever hear earworms, kid? That's what we're talking about right now.
Just dress like you're going to a football game in Seattle.
let me finish up my story here about this toilet paper exchange.
Well, so you're lauding him very heavily. Why is he laudable? What, he's a exchange? Like, explain.
Well, basically, people roll up to where this guy is at, and it's an impromptu toilet paper exchange, apparently, in Encinitas. I'm assuming they have a building. I would hope. It's not just some guy standing on the street corner. But if it is, even better. Drivers roll up to him and honk their horns in support and drop off rolls of toilet paper, and people come up and who need toilet paper and are able to get it. It's a very simple premise. I really wasn't going to go too much deeper than that, but he gives it to people for free because he gets it donated to him for free. It's just a lovely feel good story.
And get your shit on.
That's right. Come, yeah. You can poop now. You don't have to hold it in anymore.
That is a very, it's a very kind gesture.
It's an uplifting human interest story.
So, as a side story, in the middle of all of what's been going on in the past couple months, I actually started not panic buying, but I was trying to find some options to make sure that I had toilet paper coming into the household, because there's three people here. And there wasn't anything really looking promising for having some ass wipe paper. So I bought some stuff online, and I fucking swear to God, it looks like Hobbit toilet paper. It's about one third less the size of normal toilet paper, and about one third as thick. It looks so small. I just want to put it on my thumb and just like spin it around and be like, "Whee!"
I was curious as to whether it looked like Hobbit toilet paper because it was small or because it had like leaves and shit in it. I wasn't sure which way we were going on that.
It actually had had characters from the Rankin Bass Hobbit movie printed on it.
No, possibly without me, Mr. Frodo. No, without me.
Possibly pieces of the characters from the Rankin Bass. Yeah.
Every other. It's like. Oh, there's Samwise. There's Bilbo.
Oh my God.
So we've decided to keep them, and we're gonna send them out as Christmas gifts.
Those are real stocking stuffers, you know.
You know what? They will fit.
They will fit. With enough effort and love, anything will fit.
This is literally the greatest time to give stuff like that as gifts this coming Christmas.
Oh my God.
Giving somebody like a six pack of toilet paper would literally be a really nice gift.
Yeah, it really would.
Like, hey, just for all of your pandemic in the future needs.
Yeah. next time this happens, you know, because it will, you'll be prepared.
So if paper
doesn't
prepared.
Go bad,
toilet paper stays fresh forever.
Be paper pad.
And the best part is they're all individually wrapped, so they're so portable. They're so easy to give away as gifts.
It just occurred to me that toilet paper commercials are going to change in the future, aren't they?
Once I think that the toilet paper industry is going to get real high on itself.
Oh, yeah.
And toilet paper commercials are going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. I
believe so. I think that fucking bear wiping himself on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're about to see a really nasty side of that bear.
We could also
that bear
see
bear is gonna do a Cleveland steamer right on the chest of somebody.
It's just a matter of time before toilet paper begins with this kind of music right here. Super dramatic music.
I feel like the casting could get a lot better too. Like you'll see Joaquin Phoenix hustling some toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or Christopher Walken.
Christopher, hello.
Hey, have you ever wondered what it's like not to have paper?
Why? Why do I need to wipe my ass with this paper? You know, that was a terrible impersonation, but you got it.
That was two terrible impersonations, just so you know.
Wow. How about I round it out with a third? Holy shit, that was sounds really bad.
Wow. Three Walkens together. Wow.
Terrible. Wow. Terrible why? Walkens.
How? Jason. I asked a lot of interrogative questions. Why?
Were the traveling walk-ins is
the worst act ever.
Have you ever wondered what it's like not to have toilet paper when you need it most? Coming 2021, it's Paper Mageddon.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ, Mike. We need
this
a soundboard.
Shit is real.
Yes. Well, we need a soundboard, and we also need for Chris to make us an infographic, a movie poster for this that we can put on dembeans.biz.
I'm a graphic artist. I could make something like that if I
have
fucking
time.
Then
you can have like your neighborhood message board stuff where it says, does anybody have any toilet paper? I'm totally out of toilet paper. And you respond with a sound clip that just says, oh, good for you.
Okay. I'm so glad you played that one. I was waiting for that. I was waiting and waiting, and I didn't want to bring it up. You did it yourself, and I'm so happy.
Patience is a virtue.
Oh, that made me so fucking happy.
Oh, man, that was good.
Also, totally out of nowhere.
I like turtles.
Probably one of the greatest sound bites from a kid
that is
on the internet.
That's one of the best sound bites.
Have you guys ever watched the Tosh? They did like, I don't know if it was Tosh or some other show where they did a follow up with that kid and he's like a young teenager
it
now.
It was totally Tosh. You did that.
Yes.
It
was Tosh. Yeah. Web Redemption.
Yeah, it was a Web Redemption. And he was just like, I don't know, I just like turtles. And. At turtles the time, cool. That was the thing that was on my mind, you know?
Later on, he's going to be like, it ruined my life!
It was just like, he seemed like a pretty normal guy who just didn't give a shit about even being on Tosh. Like, he seemed kind of like, all right, yeah, I'm on a TV show.
Yeah, he's like, I'm like, already famous. This doesn't excite me at all.
Yeah, I still like turtles.
I still like turtles.
I like turtles. I like turtles.
I like to eat turtles. Cowabunga, dude. Oh, wait, wrong ones?
Tongue puncher, dude.
Tongue punch that fart box, dude. I don't know.
Right in the balloon knot.
Oh, you know, I say balloon knot all the time. It's one of my favorites.
It's a great word.
It really fits too. It looks like a fucking balloon knot.
Yes, it does.
It's very evocative. It's very
and balloons also make a noise.
Poetic.
That's true.
I would say.
Yeah.
this week in particular has been very, very interesting because there's been no shortage of conspiracy theories and the worst of them. Like, it's not been anything that has been kind of easily dismissed. Well, actually it has, but depending on your buy-in to whatever party that you partake in, it gets easier to fall into that. I'm buying into this, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm seeing. It's like, don't look up who is giving this talk. And if the first thing you see about this person is they're an anti-vaxxer, run the fuck away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I understand that you might have a hesitation, but your hesitation is easily dismissed with 5 minutes of research and looking into what is likely to cause problems with vaccines. And if you're talking about the mercury, that shit ended 30 years ago. And that's kind of what I keep seeing over and over again, is like these anti-vaxxers. And by the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed or have looked into it, but like ever since all of this current situation's going on with pandemics and viruses, the dedication for families to get vaccines for their kids has plummeted dramatically. And it's so weird to think that, like, how do you think this is now a good time to feel that this is when you should stop giving your kid vaccines? There's a pandemic in the world. Fuck vaccines. That's not going to save me now.
Yeah. Right. I would say that's unbelievable, but it's not, it's totally believable.
Well, and then going hand in hand with that is this whole plandemic thing I keep hearing about.
That's the one I'm talking about. Tom probably saw my recent updates about responses to plandemic, or just the fact that people are posting this crap. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're not looking into the viability of the story being accurate.
I have no explanation for the stupidity. It defies actual logic.
It's really a matter of people are so convinced that their world is interesting and magical that they have to create up a narrative to keep up the idea that they're special, that they live in a special world and they're special in that world when no one's special. We're all just sort of floating through the chaos.
That's essentially what it is. We're all gonna go away one day, and exactly. In 20 years, 30 years, people aren't gonna remember, most likely.
So. And some people cannot handle it not being about them, so they have to create these outlandish ideas and then stand on rooftops and scream them until they're hoarse in the throat, and become so enamored by these things they actually start to believe the bullshit that comes out of their mouths. I watched a video the other day. This guy is screaming at grocery store employees that he's going to call the cops, he's going to sue them, that they're terrorists, and that they were going to be mass arrested and executed because they would not let him in without a mask. He said, that's violating my constitutional rights. He said, this is private property. He said, this is food. I have a right to buy food.
You have a right to buy food somewhere else too, dipshit.
And you can't fucking make me come in here with a mask. That's not constitutional. This is a false flag event. There is no pandemic.
And who are mourning deaths of their family members and stuff. Yeah,
exactly. Every time I hear that, I hear just beside it about three or four examples of people who have died today, of people who said, yeah, my uncle died of it. Oh, my aunt died of it. You know, I don't have to be one of those people said, okay, someone I know died from it in order for me to accept that it's a real thing. I'm prepared to accept that reality is pretty much what it appears to be most of the time.
Right. And also to mourn those people and honor those people by not being a fucking idiot.
Absolutely. Right.
And to them, I just want to tell them.
Excuse me, I have a few more questions if you don't mind.
that's so do either one of you guys know anything about this whole 5G thing?
Yeah. I do happen to know a little bit about it. So
I'm not really well versed on it. Yeah, so please indulge us.
Okay, so apparently for the longest time, the story has been 5G is going to cause cancer. And the
idea, just like the windmills, right?
Right, right, right. Well, the idea is that, oh, well, it's pushing so much data through. It's a da 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 da. It's like, you do realize that cosmic waves are blasting through us all the fucking time. Like, I think
quite literally.
I don't think 5G is going to do anything to us. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know that. But what I will tell you is that they're using it in cities all over the place and no one's burning up and dying. But the thing is, there's about 136 countries or something that are currently using 5G. But there are people with COVID in every country. So I'm pretty sure that the whole 5G thing has nothing to do with anything other than people's paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
So that has not stopped people in Europe from fucking burning down the 5G towers.
Well, I have some advice for them.
Stop whining.
That's a good call. Making me laugh so hard I keep coughing now. Or maybe there's some 5G around.
Oh, there could be some 5G. Maybe you're just I'm just antagonizing your coronavirus.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit fucking with people who got the vid, man.
Jeez. That's just insane. you gonna blame fucking a virus on technology? Just
well. Again, it is, I've said this before, and I've not actually coined the phrase myself. This is a Terrence McKenna jam. He said that conspiracy theories are epistemological cartoons. And I hold to that to be true, because it really is a story someone is telling themselves about reality, because their own true reality, pretty boring and normal. There's not a whole lot of crazy shit going on for the most part. I mean, yeah, there's crazy shit going on, but it's within explainable reasons. There's no mysticism about it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no mysticism necessary. It's just
oh God.
What?
I will say this. If we're all wrong, boy, are we going to have egg on our face.
Yeah. Cosmic egg.
I'm just glad that half of our state that doesn't include the part I live in is now open.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I mean, how about the insanity of opening up the beaches down there in Florida? And they have signs up that state, you know, practice social distancing and stay 6 feet away from each other. And then this, there was a BuzzFeed report on it that one of the BuzzFeed contributors that lives just off of an area with a smaller public beach, not like a huge beach. And she went there like 7 o'clock in the morning and there was literally nobody there. And she was like, well, no, apparently people are smart and everything. And her mom's like, yeah, how about you go back like in an hour or so and see what it looks like? And she went back in about an hour. And it was elbow to asshole the entire way across the beach.
Right. Because like, I remember hearing that like Florida was opening their beaches. And I remember looking at the governor watching his speech about, we're going to reopen the beaches and we're going to institute these rules. And my first thought was,
what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things. No point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Fact.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
I'm going to play all the way out.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Because that's what Florida fucking deserves.
Yeah.
Mayor of Texas.
Excuse me. Did you say the mayor of Texas?
The governor of Texas. The governor of Texas.
Texas only has a mayor now.
Yeah, well, whatever. Their things are small.
Hey, no. That's all they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Stop whining.
What I was thinking about there. But yeah, the governor of Texas, didn't he recently say something to the effect of, well, it was never really the goal of anyone to get the transmission down to zero in the first place?
I mean, it's the reddest of red states. So yeah. you can you can only expect them to only respond in a way that is consistent with their beliefs of fuck people.
That's pretty much it. That's our new state. That's the new Florida state motto. Fuck people.
Fuck people.
Hey.
Y'all.
Who wants barbecue?
Hey, y'all.
Get the hell away from that thing, Cletus. What the hell are you doing? Cletus, no.
Get away from my sister wife. This is the last time I'm telling you, Pappy.
God damn it, Cletus, I told you. Don't fuck the chickens. You gotta kill one. You killed it.
Well, they did say it was finger licking good.
Oh, no joke, couldn't I? That's how you
get that. That's what they said about your sister.
That's how you get salmonella, Cletus. You don't lick a chicken.
You eat a chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Give that chicken a little mouthification.
I feel so dirty right now.
You should.
How do you give cunnilingus to a cloaca? Is that cloaca lingus?
Those are words, and I don't know what they mean.
What kind of language you speaking here, boy?
I'm pretty sure them words you said don't mean nothing.
Cloaca? What?
Cloaca is like the sex hole a bird's got. It's like
cloaca.
A bird hole.
Cloaca? Isn't that some terrorists from the Middle East?
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Where the fuck would you know that?
I don't know. Why do I know anything? Why the fuck do I know anything?
Now I know why you got hummingbird feeders hanging around your front door, you freak. The fast ones are harder to catch. It makes the meat sweeter.
This is so weird.
Oh, God. How did we even get to this?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, that's delicious.
I feel like I'm on a fucking crazy train right now, Mike.
That was my impression.
I
don't like Ozzy.
I know you don't, and that's an unfortunate thing. Because he has some fantastic music. Not all of it, but there's quite a bit of his catalog, which is amazing. But yeah.
Not for me.
That's your prerogative. You can be wrong if you want.
Mm.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So has anybody noticed the number of portable shit stations you can get now on the internet?
What?
They actually have porta potties you can hang off the back of your pickup truck.
Oh.
Yeah, ones that fit in your hitch.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's another thing called a bucket. You can use that too.
Or I can just take a dump in the living room because that's a normal Thursday.
Well, mine's not usually in the living room. It's usually on my bed, but it's, you know, same difference.
Well, that's because you're asleep at the time. Get
you
your
say
shit
potato,
together.
I say avocado. It's, you know, get my shit together. Good
but
one.
But if you look into it, there's actually something to it. If you look into the number of available resources you have for mobile dumping is the word I'm going to use. There's lots of availability for these tools that you can have that you can take a shit outside of your house without any plumbing into a bucket, into a hole in the ground, and they give you tools for all that stuff. It's amazing what you can find.
This isn't just
you can just shit in someone else's yard and say, COVID-19.
I was going to say, this isn't just something that should have come about because of the virus. I mean, I really feel like that was always an important thing to be able to do, right?
Absolutely.
You know, crapping outside of your own house.
because
yeah, wherever you damn one. Well please, I think I would get one and it would have a little holding tank and then there'd be like a metal fan underneath of it, so while I was driving I could chop it up with the fan and just drop it wherever I was going.
Oh well, but the fan also blows directly upwards, so you get to smell all that wafty goodness right into your nose hole.
Kind of like roasting coffee beans.
Oh yeah. It's
they're almost exactly the same. I know you were thinking that.
Exquisite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little nutty, little corny, you know.
Yeah.
Very corny. Yeah.
Kind of almost an oaky back, like an oaky finish to it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Super, why you made me think of the Oak Ridge Boys aromatic. When you said that? I don't know.
I made you think of what?
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, I thought you said the Beach Boys.
No, Oak Ridge Boys. I guess because of pickup trucks and poop and
I was thinking, you know, oak. I thought that was completely acceptable. I'm like, oh, Oak Ridge Boys, shitting in your front yard. Yeah, that sounds good. Tennessee. Yeah.
That seems normal.
I feel like it could be a positive change for a lot of places. You know, you just, it's like curb your dog. You curb yourself. You know, you take your shit, you clean it up. You just make sure you clean it up afterwards. So you got to carry around a pooper scooper.
Or you just take a shit and let your dog clean it up because Tennessee.
I really think the monkeys had it right when they fling at places. I think that would be an interesting angle to add to my neighborhood.
I'm just going to throw into the next neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, next neighborhood, I mean, that's a good distance for me. I'd have to put it like on a bottle rocket and, you know.
Trebuchet. Trebuchet.
Trebuchet. Very good. Very good.
Your French is fantastic.
Or a sling shit. Oh, God. So where are we at on time now?
50 minutes.
we got a while.
We still got another 10 minutes to talk about poop.
Have we stayed true to that? Every single episode has.
No, I don't. I think that we fell off a couple.
I'm pretty sure we just talked about flinging poo into the neighboring neighborhoods. So I don't know about previous iterations, but we got it covered.
Yeah. We have a cover for today.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we missed a couple episodes.
And we've talked about the Kidney Buster. So we've also got that under wraps.
He's right. Yeah.
Have we brought up Joe Rogan? Yes, we have.
Well, you're the one that has the issue with Joe Rogan, Tommy, not the rest of us.
Well, you know, sometimes he just kind of troubles me a little bit.
Joe Rogan is Tom's answer to Viagra.
This is the hole puncher of episodes. We have hit, we have punched every hole that is need to be punched.
including tongue punching. We already talked about that too.
Yeah,
tongue punching, hole punching, just punching. Yeah. We're just punching everything.
Yeah.
Hitting all the stops. Hey, baby, I'm pulling. Oh, you know what that reminds me of? We have not heard from Kevin yet.
Oh,
it's time. We're going to bring Kevin in. Yeah.
I love Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
I don't know what's happening right now.
You just got to listen.
Hello, my name is Kevin. People say I'm a little bit sick in the head. You are listening to Kevin's Corner. As the holidays roll around, I get to thinking about how much I dislike consumerism. For example, it frustrates me that beanbag chairs do not contain real beans. What a ripoff. The toys kids have these days are bullshit. When I was a kid, we had fuck-em suck-em robots. But now a bunch of uptight parents have decided that something like it just isn't appropriate for a 3-year-old. Look at me, I turned out okay, and I had two of them. Sometimes I would put one on top of the other and sort of rub them together for a while. Wow! That brings back memories. Please excuse me, I think it's boner time now. You probably don't want to see this.
Wow. I gotta say, I do want to see that. And his wow made that whole thing worthwhile. You could say nothing but say wow for 48 seconds straight, and I would have listened to it.
I really don't know what to put in this episode, but the name of this episode should be Wow.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I do.
That
love
was music. Outstanding.
And I love the text to speech.
Like, wow, what? And that was a thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I was riveted at the wow.
That reminded me when I had a Texas Instrument T1000 back when I was a kid. And I had the one with the voice modulator on it, and it would say some things kind of funny, but it would say nine. It would go nine. And it just reminded me of that. It was the most seductive nine I ever heard. Nine.
Lisa.
Nine. Eight. Seven.
Nine.
Six.
Nine.
That's what I'm talking about. You just made my speakers rumble with that one.
You just went from six to nine? What?
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
That was a 69 joke. Nice.
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 I like the cut of your jib.
What is a jib anyway, and why is it cut?
I always wondered that.
I always determined that the jib was a punch. The cut of your jib, the swing of your fist.
Okay. Okay.
I'm probably wrong.
I think that maybe it's a pie and it's a slice of pie. I like the slice of your pie. See, yeah, that works.
Well, if you're talking about bitches, that makes sense.
I'm going to need you to explain that one.
Yeah, I don't fully gather what you're talking about either. What do you say?
I like slice your pie, lady.
All right.
Come lay down on my couch for a while.
All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
I was thinking it's a nautical term. So like a jib is like a certain type of a knot. And then I don't know why.
Why would you be cutting your knot? Yeah, I'm thinking. It probably is like, it's probably like either something having to do with the sail and the way it's getting caught in the wind or a mast.
Yeah,
I don't know. it's a real mast.
Well, I slung me hook and then I don't know. It's all pirate talk to me. I have no fucking idea.
This podcast is a real mast fest. Mizzle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All I know is the wind be blowing a certain direction I don't want to be.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, all I know is that to me, you look like you're lots of fun. Open up your loving arms. Watch out. Here I come.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Bearish triangular sail set forward for a fore-stay sail or fore topmast sail. The jib.
I understood about a half of what you said there.
I really didn't get any of it.
The jib is the inner.
No, it had nothing to do with me not being able to hear you.
the jib is the inner two or one set sails. I don't like the cut of your jib. I think you're sailing like a fucking pussy. I think kind of what that goes down to.
You're sailing like a pussy?
You're sailing like a fucking pussy. I don't like the cut of your jib.
I love that. I'm just going to tell people from now on that they're sailing like a pussy.
I look forward to hearing the results of your next review.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go well.
Super well.
Say, Dave, I think you're sailing like a pussy. What?
What? That makes no
sense. I'm going to call HR.
You made me uncomfortable.
I gotta get up and scream out of the room. My dad told me the same thing.
My mom told me the same thing.
And we lived in a landlocked state.
Everyone I know told me the same thing. My name was Ship Pussy.
That's my birth name.
Oh my goodness.
You gotta keep your ship pussy tight.
Ain't that the truth? You don't want salt water getting in there.
Nope. You don't want to get it all tangled up.
Well, if you're in Oregon, it's a perfectly acceptable place to get salt water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You still want to get barnacles down there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends. Cleaning them off can be pleasurable, I think. Scraping them off the side of a ship.
Yeah, they just,
you know,
pop off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of a Russian poet, Popov?
Popov Smirnov?
Yakov Smirnov.
No. I'm pretty sure Popov is the name of a Russia
barnacle cleans you.
Popov is like a bottom shelf variety of vodka.
Hmm. Or maybe the Russian version of Pop-Tarts.
Ew. Well, no, maybe not. They might be good.
With like, you know, with like an accordion song playing, it'd be like, get the pop off, red is flavor. You know.
I'm pretty sure that's a porn term.
Well, I mean, that too. Yeah.
Or it's also like a hip-hop term for violence. Like, could pop off any second.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's a word.
I think that's a term that doesn't just that is not just reserved for hip hop. Oh, that's a term that all of us can use.
Oh, certainly, but I think that's where it originated.
Maybe
it's in hip hop music.
Next time we hit traffic light, I pop off Smirnoff like nobody's business.
Drink the whole bottle.
Yes. Bring to me bottle, bring
otherwise
to
otherwise I do not like the cut of your jib.
Bring to me cigar. Yes, you're sailing like a pussy.
You're not what I'm looking for.
Look at the peasant. Come here, peasant. Shine my shoes.
You know how I like to see myself in them.
Yes, yes. I want to see my image shining up from them.
Everybody has AK. So today, it was a good day.
I complain reflecting in my own shoes. I'm wearing sneakers.
Suede sneakers.
Loafers made of bear skin.
I see playing with my own Jordans right now.
Do you have any potatoes?
I make many things with potatoes, but I need potatoes to cook.
I love potatoes. Make vodka from potatoes.
I jump off of building with rope tied to me, ski over the snow, then crash back into the building when I come back around.
And then we watch television.
Yeah. This does not make sense.
Oh, boy. I think this is ground to a halt.
Yeah, we pretty much we pretty much juiced this for all it's worth.
And thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate everything that you as listeners have done for us. I'm so sorry for all that you had to put up with tonight.
The story of all you had to put up with tonight? Yeah, that's a story for another time.
Thank you for listening to Storytime with Tom and Mike. If you want to get us online, we're at dembeans.biz. That's dembeans.biz. You can also reach us at storytimewithtomandmike@gmail.com. And Chris, do you have anything you want to plug?
You can visit my own SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/SullyPlaysDrums.
Wow.
Yes. And wow, it's so wonderful right now.
We weren't done yet. Wow.
And I hope to be back again soon.
Awesome. We hope to have you back soon.
I hope so too.
Yes, nice. He's fun. Always very funny when the Chris comes on the show.
The Vanas.
But if you don't have your soundboard, you get the fuck out.
Yes, it's new condition. All guests must have soundboard.
You have it or you live.
Thanks for listening, folks. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed giving it to you.
Giving it to you like a Russian bear. Oh, yes. Very good for me indeed. Russian bear is wonderful. Caring lover.
Now we all go watch television.
Yes.